Amen. I believe it's David said that I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house.
Amen.
I'm glad that we're in the house of the Lord.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
And I'm going to read over that song we just sung one more time. Seems like everything in the song has to deal with my message a little bit. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living word of God, I shall prevail.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I now can see perfect present cleansing in the blood for me.
Mm.
Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God.
Amen.
Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily, once again, with the Spirit's sword,
yep.
Standing on the promises of God. And then the last one, standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call,
yes.
Resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is our all in all.
Glory is. Amen.
I don't even know where to start.
Come on.
Sitting here studying during the Sunday school, and just the Lord just flooded my soul.
Yeah.
Amen. Got up this morning getting ready to go to church, and my wife's been having a problem with her foot for some time, about a little over a week this past Friday. And been a challenge trying to get her to get her different places and, you know, worrying about her when she goes to her job and I have to go to my job and how she's getting around and everything. And once again, you know, that was become an issue this morning, trying to get ready and everything. And she was just seems like she's had all kinds of problems with her foot this morning, and you know all I could do was just laugh. I couldn't let it faze me. I couldn't let it bother me. I just had to laugh. And she was on the way over here. She was apologizing. She said, "I'm sorry. I seemed a little cranky." I said, "Well, it didn't bother me." I said, "I just laughed." I said, "I've come to expect when the Sunday morning rolls around, the devil is going to be fighting me, man.
Amen.
And if you come to expect it, it don't surprise me,
amen."
Well, I tell you what, I come rejoicing this morning, amen, because God's on the throne. He made a way for us to be here this morning, amen, and He has come with us, amen.
Yes, I'm glad.
If He come with you, we can have a good service.
Amen. Right.
Amen. I can bring the service with me. I can bring, amen, God and the Holy Ghost, amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's up to the Lord, and that's up to how we live our life throughout the week,
amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
I'm glad that the song says there that, amen, the standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. I tell you what, I just feel so liberated this morning.
Amen.
We talked about this morning the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and the Christian flag and all those things is talking about, amen, one nation, indivisible, mm-hmm. with liberty and justice for all. Amen. I'm glad where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Bible says, that there is liberty.
Amen.
I can feel them this morning.
Yes.
Amen. There might be just a few of us, but I tell you what, it just seems like it feels more intimate.
Amen.
Amen. The less people that's here. Amen. That's just less things for it to get in the way to distract us. Amen. We keep our thoughts and our minds focused on the Lord. Amen. To worship God together.
Amen.
In one mind and one accord.
Yeah.
Amen. As a family in the body of Christ. Amen.
Praise the
Lord. You got your Bible with you. Turn with me over to Romans 16. Studying some of this last week. And well, it's very few and far between that the Lord will give me a message that I know what I'm probably going to be preaching on the next day. A lot of times He'll switch it on me. And He kind of has this morning. But amen, this is a good switch that the Lord just... Man, you talk about chasing rabbits. I talk about the same thing. When I go in the Bible and I just start running references, I feel like I'm on rabbit trail.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. It's good when it's like that. Amen.
Yes. The
Bible says in Romans chapter 16, verse 17, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly.
Yeah.
And by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple." That's all we're going to read right now. You may be seated. I was reading over this just a few minutes ago. Now, I told my wife just before I got up here, I said, I got more places to go than I've got bookmarked. I tell you, I like that feel. I mean, you can't just get it all in one sweep. Amen. I don't know if I have to continue this tonight. I don't know if I've ever continued a message before. Amen. But I tell you, this is one of them kind of messages that just needs a little bit longer than what we've got. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't usually preach too long. Amen. I'm like some preachers that they'll get up here and they'll say, I promise not to hold you over 2 hours. And I don't do that. But I don't usually preach 2 hours. The Lord's usually done with me in a matter of minutes. But we'll do our best to mind the Lord, whatever that may be, Brother David. Yes. I appreciate the invitation this morning. I just feel good in the Lord. I hope everybody this morning feels good in the Lord.
Amen.
Preached a sermon last week. Maybe I'll get on this in a minute, but preached a sermon, I believe it was last week, down at Fredonia where I attend church, and it was in Ecclesiastes 3, talking about the times and the season. There's a time, amen, and the season to everything, every purpose under heaven. That just stuck with me in the sense that when we're in here in church, we are on God's time, and we should feel at liberty, amen, to worship God in the Spirit and in truth.
Amen.
We shouldn't have to worry about what neighbor so-and-so thinks if we shout or if we lift our hands.
Right.
Amen. If we sing a song, if we just cry, sometimes that's all you can do.
Yeah.
Amen. And just let the tears roll.
Yeah.
Amen. That's evidence that your cup is running over. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. But amen, this is God's time. God has said that God seeks those to worship Him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of people tie it to a physical location. Amen. The Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Amen. Said that our forefathers worshipped in this mountain over here. And amen. And Jesus said it doesn't matter. There's going to be a time where you can't worship in the mountains. Amen. You've got to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Because God is a spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We can have the nicest building in the county. Amen. But God isn't the building. Amen. The church isn't the building. Amen. We worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Me and you, when God created us, He created us as spiritual beings.
Yeah.
He placed within us the breath of life, created a living soul. Amen. And that soul, I don't know about you, Brother David, but that soul sometimes longs, amen, to have fellowship and commune with God.
Yes.
Amen. With words which cannot be uttered.
Yep.
And Romans 8 talks about the Spirit praying with us, bearing witness for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul said when he was called up to the third heaven, he saw things that was unlawful for a man to utter. Amen. I believe it was just impossible for him to put words, mortal words, to the communion he felt with the Lord, amen, during that time.
Mm.
Later on, we find in his writings that he was far, far wanting to go and depart and be with the Lord, but it was far better for the church that he remained. Amen. I'm glad today that we have a God that we can serve, we can love, and He loves us.
Amen.
And He says here, and let's just get on into the message here, Romans 16. He says, I beseech you, brethren, to mark them, pay attention to them, that cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. Amen. People are flocking to people that they should be avoiding today.
Yeah, I got that right.
Well, I'll tell you what, this world's in a big upheaval and uproar. Well, this nation is anyway, about who's going to get the White House? Where we're going to go from here?
Yeah, come on.
I tell you what, who's going to get the White House is who God wants in there.
Amen.
Amen, and God may want one of the candidates to serve right now. I don't know. He's got a purpose to everything, amen?
He sure does.
Hey, Nebuchadnezzar learned the hard way when he was out in the wilderness 7 years, growing fur like a wild animal in claws.
Yeah.
Amen, that God sets up who He will and He takes down who He will.
Amen.
We learned over in Ezekiel over there when he was about to fight the battle of Gog and Magog, he put hooks in their jaws.
Yeah.
Amen. And led them to the army, to the fight. Amen. God can use whoever is in the White House, amen, for His benefit.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. We just need to pray that God will have us do what He has to do.
Amen.
And if he wants us to vote, vote. If He don't want us to vote, then don't vote. I don't know. It's on your heart. It's between you and the Lord. Amen. I still don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do my best to listen to the voice
of the Lord.
That's who's in the ultimate authority, no matter who's in the White House.
Right.
Amen. No matter what the name is behind the door, amen, God is the one in control.
Amen.
Amen. But all kinds of people are flocking to people today that have a message that are tickling their ears just a little bit. Amen.
Yep.
That ain't no big surprise. We learned over that in 2 Timothy, I believe it was, that the last days when he was telling Timothy to preach the word, he was preaching a charge to him. hates on to preach a word because, amen, there's going to heap to themselves teachers. They're going to have itching ears. Amen. They want their ears to be scratched and tickled. They ain't going to be able to take the Word of God as it is. They're going to sugarcoat it and do everything they can.
Amen.
Amen. To make it appeal to their lifestyle.
Amen.
Amen. And that's where you find the crowd this morning, Brother David. Amen. You won't find the crowd in the church that preaches the Word. Hey, you'll find a crowd in the church, amen, that mixes it with a little bit of poison and still calls it the Word of God.
Amen. Come on.
Take verses out of the Bible, put verses in, make it sound just as good as you can plainly hear it, amen, and preach it as the Word of God, amen. Christ had a problem with those kind of people back in His day.
Amen.
I was reading over Mark 7 just a few minutes ago, where it talked about how Christ said that they had made the commandments of God of none effect because of their tradition they wanted to follow.
Right. Amen.
Today, nobody knows what the true thus saith the Lord is anymore. They don't know which Bible to pick up. They don't know which preacher to listen to. But they don't have a personal relationship with Christ anymore because they're looking to the next person to explain it to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. It's when we, like you said, Brother Dave, when we get serious with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said when we seek His face, He mentioned it over there in the prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it said, "My people which are called by My name shall humble themselves and seek My face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Then I'll hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Amen. We're not having enough people seeking God today.
Right.
Amen. We need to be seeking the Lord. You know, I was thinking all the way down here, Lord, help me. I go to my job every week, and I teach private guitar lessons, private instrument lessons over where I teach. And I tell my students, I say, you know what? I can tell if you ain't practicing. Amen. I can tell you need to practice. And I tell them how many minutes to practice today, how many days a week. And I say, I can tell if you ain't practicing. It'll show when you're playing. Lord, help me. Amen. I was studying last night thinking, you know what, Lord? You can tell when I ain't practiced. Amen. You can tell when I ain't picked up Your Word. When I ain't listened to Your Word. When I've let everything else just get in the way. And you know, the students will give you every excuse in the book. Well, I had soccer practice. Or I went on vacation, forgot my guitar. Or I did this and that. Boy, ain't that just how we do the Lord.
Yes.
Lord, I didn't have time for You today.
Yeah.
Well, my job got in the way. Amen. I had to take care of this. And like you said, Brother David, Sunday's my only day off. I got to get all my lawn mowing done and all my lake fishing done and everything else under the sun.
Amen.
Amen. Where does the Lord come in?
That's right.
We expect God to give us all the time, but come right at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
Amen. But where are we for the Lord?
Right.
Not just Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday evening, whatever it is. Amen. Throughout the rest of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen. We're supposed to give God everything we have.
Amen.
It's His anyway. Yep. We're going to borrow time. Everything we got, Brother David, is borrowed. It all belongs to the Lord. What do we do with what He's given us? I mean, there's a saying that talks about how the Lord gives us different gifts, and that's His gifts from us, but what we do with them is our gift back to Him.
Yep.
Amen. But oh me, I tell you what. Hey, a lot of times we can move a little closer to the Lord, Brother David. Ain't that right?
Yep.
Amen. But He said, Mark goes, amen, that teach a different doctrine and don't have any fellowship with them. And they said, avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And in the next verse it says, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. There it is in plain written letters right there. You want to know if somebody's of God or not? Are they teaching the doctrine of the gospel?
Amen.
Are they teaching Christ? Amen. Died and was rose again. He was buried and rose again on the third day. Isaac, and that He's still alive, that He's still resurrected, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Are they teaching the doctrines of the Word of God, or is it something to mix in? They say rat poison is 99.9% real food. But it's that 0.1% that's poison that kills the rat.
Hmm.
And I say, well, a lot of today they're mixing even more than that. They're mixing the real Word, amen, with a lot of false word.
Right.
Amen. And that just makes all of it none effect.
Amen.
That'll kill you spiritually.
Yep.
Because you won't get settled. You won't get grounded in the Word of God. Amen. Over there in Ephesians, it talks about being grounded. It says in Ephesians 4:14 that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lay in wait to receive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Amen. Don't be tossed to and fro through all the different doctrines that's going on. Amen. You stick to what the Word of God says. What thus says the Word of the Lord. Amen. And everything will turn out just fine.
Amen.
And if there's somebody out there that's preaching otherwise, and you don't have no fellowship with them, you don't have no part with them,
amen.
And you sure don't vote for them.
Amen.
Amen. I ain't preaching politics, but I tell you what. That seems like all that's on the news or anything. I always dread election year because that's all you hear about is what the candidates do.
Yep.
And everybody's got their eyes focused on that. They left church to see what debate's going on. Amen. I tell you what, we need to have our eyes on the Lord. What if the Lord returns while we're paying attention to who's going to office?
Amen.
I heard my pastor say not long ago, and I thought this myself. He said a lot of people are paying attention to what's going on with all these laws that are passing. Not that we shouldn't be aware of that, but talking about what's being pushed about in the schools and everything. But a lot of people pay attention to that. And then something will slip in the back door they didn't even expect.
Mm.
I believe that. We need to be watchful. Yeah. Be vigilant. The Bible says, be sober, be vigilant.
Mm-hmm.
Or your devil, your adversary, the devil, walketh about like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Amen. You, a roaring lion will steal fear in your heart. You'll pay more attention to that roaring lion than you will, amen, what could be the real problem in the area. I want you to listen to this. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. Amen. Are you rooted and grounded in love today? Are you rooted and grounded in Christ's Word? Paul said that the writer of Hebrews said that, you know, you have need of meat. But, amen, you're so unlearned, and you should be teaching people, but you're so unlearned, amen, that you've got to stay on the milk.
Amen.
Amen. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on the milk all my life.
Right.
I can just imagine me, a 35-year-old man, sipping a bottle coming into church. That just won't look right.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of old Christians
amen. Doing
the same
amen.
Thing. Doing the same thing.
Yep.
Amen. You want to get deep in the Word of God, ask God for wisdom. Amen. Really seek God. Really turn to the Lord. Put a lot of those things aside that really have you distracted and try to distract you from serving God. Amen. Anything that comes for you to God is an idol.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And God will not tolerate idolatry. Amen. He's a jealous God. He wants our undivided attention, love, loyalty, and faithfulness. Amen. Sometimes that, for me, that requires flipping off the TV or that requires just getting away from work and everything else, getting along with the Lord. I love to read, and sometimes that requires me to put one book down and pick up the right book, amen?
Yeah.
But I tell you what, it says here that they'll deceive people by their good words and fair speeches. And I got to look at that, and that word good words really jumped out at me. You know, the devil had some good words for Eve in the garden.
Sure did.
Amen? But God told him that you can eat of everything that you see except for that one tree. Don't touch it. And the devil slipped in the crack and he said, you know what, while God wasn't, not that he wasn't looking, he knew everything was going on. It was a test.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And they failed it miserably. Here come the devil, that old serpent. He said he was more subtle than any beast of the field.
Hmm.
He is. He still is.
Yeah.
He come in there saying, yea, hath God said that you'll die, that you'll not eat of the tree, but you'll die? He said, no, know that when you eat of this tree, you'll become like God. Knowing good and evil, knowing everything, you'll know everything. Well, we had some good words, so to speak, quotations, mm-hmm. good words
yeah.
for Eve.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's what, you know, she turned to Adam, and Adam took of that fruit too, and now look at what the mess we're in.
Yeah.
Amen. He had some good words. Now, that was the first Adam. Thank God there's a second Adam.
It is. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 tells us about that second Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the devil tried the same trick. On the second Adam.
Hmm.
Amen. Jesus didn't have a wife. I don't care what the Da Vinci Code said.
Amen.
He didn't have a wife. Didn't have no girlfriend.
Right.
Amen. The devil came to him.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't come to a weaker vessel. He came to Christ. Amen. He started tempting him with some of that old good words and good talk.
Yeah.
That he tried to bluff Eve with.
Sure.
Amen. But Jesus said every single time,
it is written.
It is written. Use the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You want to stand on the promises? Stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
And that's how you're going to prevail. This is our only defensive weapon, other than maybe prayer in the Bible, in that whole armor of God. This is it. The sword of the Spirit. That's what you fight off the devil with.
Amen.
He comes to you, Amen. Like a little roaring lion, you fight him off with the word. He comes to you like a serpent being subtle, you fight him off with the word. It works every time. Jesus had to do it 3 times because the devil just wouldn't leave him alone. And the third time, he had to flee. The Bible said, if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil, he'll have to flee.
Amen.
But you got to submit yourself to the Lord first. Yeah. Amen. Christ was in the wilderness. 3 times the devil appeared to him. 3 times he said, it is written. And then after it was over with, God sent an angel to minister to him. And he'll do the same for us. He'll send help. He said, there's no temptation but such as common to man. But God will with the temptation make a way for you to escape.
Praise the Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord for the God that we serve. He had some, devil had some good words. There's a lot of other places in the Bible I didn't have time to even look at because that just jumped out to me right before I got to preach. But, you know, there's a lot of other people in the Bible that have good words that try to seduce other people, try to steer them from the faith. But I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us to hold fast to the profession of our faith. Amen. In Titus chapter 1, it says, verse 9, but holding fast to the faithful word as it hath been taught, that he may be able to, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Amen. He said in chapter 2, verse 1 of Titus, but speak thou of the things which become sound doctrine. Amen. A lot of people have great words to say. You know, Paul said over in 1 Corinthians, I didn't want to come to you with excellence and enticing words of man wisdom, but I wanted to come to you in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Brother David said that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Peter talked about over there in his book, 2 Peter, he talked about them having great swelling words. I tell you what, it's not ever... Amen. Everything that comes across the pond is going to be a duck or going to be whatever it may look like. Amen. They had sheep back in those days, but they were also wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
Amen. You got to be really paying attention. You got to really ask the Lord. I need some spiritual discernment. I've been praying that more a lot lately. God, give me discernment to see, amen, not be blinded to the things that's going on in this world, so that I'll be able to make a stand on what's right. Amen. If we just trust in the Lord, amen, and have our ears really attuned to the Holy Spirit, the still small voice. God speaks in a still small voice a lot of the time. It's not an earthquake. It's not in the fire. It's not in the wind. It's not in all the hubbub that's going on today in politics or in the news, all these killings that are going on. Amen. It's in the Word of God. It's in the small, still voice.
Yep.
When you get quiet with the Lord, then He can speak to you. Then you can listen. Amen. It's real quiet in here. This ain't really been a shouting, you know, service. It was to me just a few minutes ago, but I guess the Lord preached it out of me now. But the, like you said, the seed has went out. And when you said that, Brother David, I begin to think to myself, you know, a lot of times we think in church, we think, well, I wish so-and-so was there to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, what if we're in church and we heard it, and we go pass the seed along to them?
Amen.
Boy, yeah, that's a good service in church today. Preacher preaching on this and that. Do that for a few weeks. And then one day you'll have to go in and say, boy, we had a good service. What happened today? They'll come to expect that. They'll come to expect you as their source. Then you've already put the lure out there. Then you're going to have to set the hook and say, well, it's just too good to explain. You just had to be there.
Right.
That really means it. Amen. It's up to us to spread the seed.
Yeah.
I believe the seed's been sown this morning. I'm going to ask everyone if they would, everyone that can, stand. Amen. Every eye bowed, no one looking around, but they're going to come and play softly on the instrument. I tell you what, I don't want anybody to be deceived. I mean, I believe it might have been Paul, if you remember who he was talking about. It may have been Revelation, but he said, don't let anybody take your crown. Take your reward. And I tell you what, we really need to be in these last days. We really need to be aware, amen, of the voice of the Lord. And amen, know the difference to tell the voice of the Lord and the voice of the serpent. Amen. He'll tell you good words all day long, whatever it takes to get you deceived. We need to be on the watch for being deceived. If you have a need, amen, this altar is open. This altar has been open, amen, all morning. I'll tell you what, if you play softly, we're not going to tarry long, but if you play softly, search your heart. And if you got a need, or just want to talk with the Lord, amen, come talk with Him. as I am. Amen. Without one plea. Amen. Lord, all I can give to you is what I am, just as I am. That's all the Lord requires of us. Amen. We're willing to give ourselves to the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm all yours. Amen. Over in Isaiah, it said that, I believe it was in Isaiah, it said, I searched for a man to stand in the hedge and make up the gap. And he said he found none. Now, that was in a different book. But then Isaiah said in his word, in his book, he said, Lord, here am I, send me. Send me. Amen. We're willing to go where God will have us to go, do what God will have us to do, just as we are. A lot of times we put it on ourselves and think, well, we've got to make all these changes, and it's all up to us, and we've got to do all this stuff. But if we just come to the Lord just as we are, then He can give us the strength and give us the direction and give us the power to make a difference in people's lives. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother David. Thank you for your attention this morning. Keep standing on the promises. Amen. And let the real good word, amen, lead and guide and everything be just fine. Appreciate your attention this morning.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother David.
God bless you, brother.
Bless you, brother.